Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 14th episode in this podcast reading series. The trial of Judgment Day continues, and the defense will offer a rebuttal. The Angel of Peace is one of the best, but he will attempt a slippery slope. I will be reading the text of devotional prayers and modern prophecies. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is a presentation of entries 667 through 669 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatloshippubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. May the Lord be at peace within his mighty soul, that his patient spirit prevail in truth and love, for all that has been presented here to the Lord is a burden only the one true God can bear. The Angel of Peace will now respond in turn. God has directed that he should speak some more. Well, it has been the request of the prosecution that the Lord render his decision now. God is patient. The glorious Lord of all the universe will hear the rebuttal of the defense with kindness. It may never be said that God judged too quickly, nor does the Lord ever refuse to hear a plea.
If it should please the Lord for me to say a prayer for the forgiveness of these sons, those who only had love in their hearts and wanted the love of mankind in return. It was not all of them who rebelled with hate. Not all of them thought of crime in their actions. Not all of them understood the error of their ways. All of them followed others being trained to obey.
Obedience is a slippery slope indeed. The tale of this defense may be its demise. Because of poor training, in obedience is faulty, when all were taught to obey God Almighty. Listen to the Lord, whose love is like a song. The melody and mood of God's majestic might will surely soothe any soreness within the soul. May the Lord bless you and keep you whole. The Angel of Peace is Satan's last chance. The evil one can end this trial all at once. He can make a choice to repent of his sin and ask God the Father for mercy and his end. The others with him may do the same thing and change to a plea of no lo contendere, allowing the court to offer God a choice to decide a sentence now based on the evidence. Still, there is no separation in this approach. All will receive the same result in the end, but it has been for the cause of peace that Melchizedek has offered to negotiate. If Satan relents and cops a plea of mea culpa, all of the condemned will lose with him. All of the fallen ones, the spirits of their offspring, and the souls of men who have worshipped them. A change in Satan's plea will surely change everything. The course, which has already been determined, will be the course by which all will finally end, and none will ever transgress against God again. The mercy of the Lord is more valuable than gold. There can be no worth to anything else. The riches of God's love and mercy is abundant. The Lord fills the treasury in my heart to overflowing. The angel of peace will not request a delay. Satan has already refused all offers of a plea. God's patience is without limit, it is true. However, there must be progression for the world. The Lord has suffered this crime long enough, and the captive sons beg for a finality. Although they struggle with each other for justice, there is a separation occurring among all of them. By an oath they made a long time ago before the flood, the truly rebellious have signed a separation in blood. It was by their execrations that they offended God, and those leaders of the rebellion disobeyed the Lord. Those whom Satan corrupted with his evil spirit to rebel and disobey will not claim innocence. The matter of their seduction resulting from obedience has become the slippery slope that makes no sense. Without any doubt, there will be an end. There will be no further delay. In this case, the guilty have been separated from the few, and only a few will request a return to heaven. Well, this concludes episode 14 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was Slippery Slope Rebuttal. The angel of peace knows the truth of it all because the Son of Man has not lied. They have both sworn before the Lord to present the truth of Satan's crime. Melchizedek's only response to all of these heinous criminal charges is a slippery slope of faulty logic. Only heretic Jews and pagan Catholics will continue to insist that Abram was blessed with wine and bread for murdering and killing in the Valley of Siddim. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.